John chapter number 7 and verse number 37. I love these verses. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many other people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, 'Of a truth, this is the prophet.' Others said, 'This is the Christ.' But some said, 'Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?' So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him." That's as far as I want to read, but I want to look back at the promise that Jesus said in verse 38. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." So it is telling us here that the Holy Ghost was going to be given once Jesus was glorified. Is that right? And he's making a promise. He's making them a promise. "He that believeth on me." Now, there were many right there at that time. Stay with me just for a second. That believed on him. Yet the Holy Spirit of God had not filled them like that he's promising. But that promise was secure, and that promise came to pass the second that Jesus was glorified. Are you listening to me? The Bible said that this spake he of the Spirit. The Spirit. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of Christ. Amen? And for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. I begin to think about that, how that the Lord likened the Holy Ghost, the Spirit. He puts him in two different, gives it two different names here. And he puts him in the like of rivers of living water. Think about that. Rivers of living water. I love to watch after a big rain. A river. Not just a creek, but a river. A river of water. A huge river. I mean, if you think a creek swelling is something magnificent to look at, go find a river, a big river, and watch it when it is flowing full. I mean, when it's full and flowing, it's something massive to see. Massive to see. And, I mean, listen, it changes the very hub that it's in. Are you listening to me? Because of the force and the mass of that river moving, it rolls things over. It turns huge rocks and moves them. Amen. It does a lot of things because it the power and the force behind that river. And listen, there's nothing man-made that can stop it. It's going to flow until it reaches the sea. It's gonna do that. Think about the power of the Spirit of God when He's talking about out of His belly, out of His belly shall flow rivers of living water. The Lord promised you and I that if we believed on Him, the Holy Spirit of God would come into our life. Now listen, not just come into our life and sit down on a sofa and kick back. He's going to come into our life and be like a mighty force, like a river that's flowing. Amen? Rivers of living water. That's what He said the Spirit of God was like. The Spirit of God is like rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. I thought about the promises that the Lord had given concerning the Spirit of God coming. In Isaiah, He mentioned one time in Isaiah 32, talking about how that the Spirit would be poured upon us from on high. Poured upon us from on high. Yeah, have you ever heard preachers? I surely have. If you've sat under me, you have. Say, have you heard how that we need the power of God to fall upon us? We need the Spirit of God to be poured out from on high. Amen. Amen. Even though He dwells with us. Listen, He's not just locked up inside here. He's in me, He's in you, and you, and you. Are you listening? And He's in every other believer, and He's in the earth, and He's in the heavens. Are you listening? He's not bound. He is everywhere. And He is all-powerful. He's an all-powerful living river of life that God Almighty can pour upon us. Wasn't that what happened in the book of Acts? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Isn't that what a river sounds like? Going down through. I mean, listen, when you hear it coming down through there, it's just like rushing wind. It has the same sound, that thundering, powerful sound of a force that of something that only God Almighty could make. Amen. He said He would pour upon us from on high. Don't you want Him to be poured upon you like oil from on high? David said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. They would take that oil and they would turn it up over their head and just pour it upon them. And it would run down upon their head. The Bible talked about in the book of Psalms, David, he gave that about brethren dwelling together in unity. He said it's like the oil that ran down upon Aaron's beard. Why, it started up here and ran down his beard and all over his shoulders. Are you listening to me? It was poured from above. It's a picture of the anointing of God. And Aaron was the anointed high priest. That's why they poured the oil upon him. And he said, brethren, dwelling together in unity is like the anointing oil that ran down upon Aaron's beard. Amen. It's like that anointing from on high. How that you and I, listen, brothers, to be in fellowship. That anointing of God, that joy of the Lord would pour from on high upon us. In the book of Acts, they were upstairs and they were of one mind. They were of one accord. The Bible said suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Brethren dwelling together in unity. They were in unity, praying, looking for one thing. They were all believers. And Jesus, the promise he gave them, it'll be like rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. God said in Isaiah they'd be poured from on high. He told them again in Isaiah 59, he said, as for me, this is my covenant with them, talking about the children of Israel, said the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. He's talking about a promise given to a man. The Spirit of God and the words of God working together, coming out of that man's mouth. He said, they'll come out of your mouth, and they'll come out of your son's mouth, and they'll come out of your grandson's mouth. Amen? That same Spirit of God passed from one generation to the next, that dwells in me and lives in me. He has promised that he would dwell and live in my children and dwell and live in their children. Don't you want him in the lives of your children? We need to be presenting him, amen, through God's word. Present him unto them. In Joel, he said, and this is where he mentioned in the book of Acts, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. You remember that? And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. He'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He poured out his spirit upon all of them. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. It sure don't mean that women's going to preach. Amen. That didn't cost nothing. But God promised, and he's talking about the last days, the last days. Now that was what happened there in the book of Acts. He said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That happened in the book of Acts. That was when the Spirit of God came down like a rushing mighty wind. That's when those flaming tongues of fire set upon the apostles' heads. Are you listening to me? Oh, yes. There were many signs and wonders. Why? The power of the Spirit of God that moved upon them. He said in Zechariah, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the Spirit of grace. He pours the Spirit of grace upon them. And what did he say that was going to happen to them? He said upon them, he said, I'll pour upon them the Spirit of grace and supplication. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. only then will they be able to repent and pray and cry and say, look what we did. Look what we did to the Savior. Look what we've done to the darling Son of God. It'll take the power of the Holy Ghost poured upon Israel to give them a spirit of grace and supplication. You ain't never seen them pray like they're going to pray. And great grace is going to be upon them. I'll tell you what, it's going to be all over that land over there. It's not just going to be at the Wailing Wall. And they're going to be really caught. Their eyes will be open. They're not going to be praying for the Savior to come. They'll be praying for Messiah to come. But they'll look upon Him whom they have pierced. They will say, it was us. We did it. We crucified God's Son. We crucified God's Son. We rejected Him. We turned Him away. The Lamb of God that came to take away our sins. We've turned Him away. They'll repent. Amen? They'll repent. God said it's going to be when He pours upon the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. Remember when the Spirit of God came and John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. He that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Which means He's going to immerse you with the Holy Ghost. You're going to be covered. Are you listening? Filled. Filled. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Baptized, covered, immersed. Amen. That's what baptism's a picture of. Being immersed, fully covered in water. Well, that's what He said. He had baptized you with the Holy Ghost. He's going to like put you down, and then what you go in is the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're going to be fully immersed in Him. To be fully immersed in Him. Now there's something that any one of us should always desire to experience. Listen, we are as saved people. We have the Spirit of God in us. But we need to be filled over and over again. Amen? Over and over again. God, help us to desire that river of living water. God, I want to feel that flood flooding my soul. I want to feel that river flowing through me. Amen? Don't you want to feel it? Don't you want your well? Don't you want the water just coming up out of your well, springing up into everlasting life? That's what Jesus said it'd be like to be saved and to be filled with the Spirit of God. To be full of His Holy Spirit. You don't have room for nothing else when you're full of Him. Amen. He told us it'll happen, listen, through prayer. In Luke 11, He said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? The power of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is there for the asking. like an abundance of grace or an increase of faith. You and I, listen, we all have a measure of faith given to us. I want my faith to increase. Faith never leaves the child of God. You live by faith. You'll always have faith. But sometimes you're going to have great faith. Amen. Sometimes you're going to have a little faith. Sometimes you'll have great faith. Sometimes the Spirit of God, He's there. Listen, but sometimes He's everywhere. Amen. Are you listening to me? Full, filled, running over. Pray and ask for a filling. God, fill me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, fill my cup. They sing that song, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Amen. Oh, yes. Rivers of living water, a well springing up into everlasting life. It'll be poured out upon you. Amen. Poured out. You're going to be, the Bible said in Luke 24, endued with power from on high. That's what he told them. Said, go wait for the promise of the Father till you be endued with power from on high. You know what endued means? It means to be arrayed. It means to be clothed upon. As if the Lord takes a huge robe, Brother John, stand up. And the Spirit of God, He just wraps you all up in it. Arrayed to slip into cloth, amen, to be just overwhelmed completely. That's being endued. Endued with power from on high. It's all around you, amen. You're clothed with it. You're clothed upon. If you ever get a hold of what that means, to be clothed upon. Amen. Amen. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It's where you're not he's being put on. You're wearing Him. Amen. You're clothed of Him. John 14, one of the greatest promises, He said, I'll pray the Father and He shall give you another comforter. That's one just like me is what Jesus said. Another comforter. I was your comforter. Now I'm leaving. Father's going to give you another comforter. And He shall abide with you forever. Abide with you forever. See, Jesus came as His ministry to come, to be with them, to die for them, and then ascend back to the Father on our behalf. It wasn't God's will for Him to stay here. Now, He'll be back. But it is God's will for the Holy Spirit of God to always be with you. Amen? Same one. A person of the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of Christ. He said, but ye shall receive power, Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power. We say we want power. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. In Jerusalem, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. He empowers us, what for? That we'd be witnesses unto Him. When His power is upon us, when His power is poured out upon us, there's some things that you can't help but do. You can't help but worship. You can't help but tell others about Jesus. I mean, when He is full in you, when you are arrayed by of Him, amen, when He is all over you and in you, I mean, you are full. You've got a river running through you. What are you going to do with all that? And let me tell you about somebody. You want to see it. You want to see them saved. More than anything. That's how this church will grow. That's how people will be added here. Is when everybody that says they're saved realize the power that God said, it's like a river. It's like I want to give you this Spirit of God. It's like a river of living water. Right. Experience that. If you have experienced it, you know it's real. You know the power that I'm talking about. He does unusual, mighty things. Amen. I'm done this evening. I love those verses.